All right, folks, I'm hopefully getting Jeff on the phone here again. It's ringing here. Hello?
Hello?
Jeff?
Hello?
Jeff? Hey,
Hello? Hey,
it's Roddy Ron. Listen, man, sorry to call you back. I know, we just talked here. But listen, I appreciate the whole AON interview. But you know what? It is a Saturday Night Springfield special. And I know we touched on some Rick stuff, older stuff. But listen, dude, I know you're working on the new CD, or you've been working on the new CD. And the Rick fans are going to be salivating. Very excited. They need to know something updated on the new upcoming Rick CD. Can you talk to us at least a little? I won't keep you on the phone too much, but just give me something I can work with here, brother. Can you do that? I'll put you live on the air.
No.
Come on, man.
I'd be happy to. Okay. I actually have something in mind that was a great story that I'm hoping will end up being even a better story after it comes out. But it was about 4 years ago. I heard a song on an internet company that I use for software, and they use different segments of songs, like samples, of people using their equipment. And I was listening down to a couple of these examples, and I heard this song. It was just amazing, called Wish I Had a Concrete Heart. But it was only a sample, and I didn't know who wrote it and who was the artist, but I just loved the song. I just said, this is a hit song. And I write the company, and they gave me the name of the producer in Switzerland, and his name is Nicholas London, who's also a co-writer. Mm-hmm. And the artist at that time is a co-writer as well, Andreas Moe, who I've never heard of here. And I wanted to produce, write, do something, but nothing ever happened. So I kept the song in my computer, and when Rick called me up about 5 months ago and asked me to work on the album, I said, well, by the way, I just had this song. Just listen to it, see what you think. I love it. And I didn't even push it as do it. It just was like, this is just something that I want you to hear. He got back to me and said, I love it. And then I never heard anything else.
Oh.
And then I, about a couple weeks before we were finished, I get a call from Matt Bissonette, and he says, we're doing another song. But we gotta rush this because I gotta go out on tour with Elton. But we have to do this right away. And I said, well, what song is it? And he said, I Wish I Had a Concrete Heart. And I went, fabulous. That's great. And the song came out incredible.
And I Wish I Had a Concrete Heart, huh?
Yeah, I think it's a smash, especially the way he's doing it.
Very cool.
And I was really fortunate to be able to work on it and do some strings on it and here at the studio. And Nicholas is all excited about it. Everybody's excited about it, and I can't wait to hear how it all ends up being accepted, you know, by everybody out there.
Very cool.
I'm going to love it.
That's good, man. I appreciate
that's it. That's my story. I probably should get rolling pretty soon because I think I can hear Debbie talking in the background.
Oh, I'm
probably
sorry,
time
brother.
To,
well, I appreciate it.
I probably should get going. And,
all right. Well, man, I appreciate it. You know, like I said, I mean, I didn't mean to call you back like that. Tell Miss Debbie.
Oh, no. I'm really happy to share. Thank you. And thank you again for having me on the show. I always appreciate it. You know that.
Always, my brother. I appreciate you sharing that big time. Tell Miss Deborah we said hello. And
who
perhaps
are you talking to?
What? Oh, it's Debbie? Roddy Ron.
Oh, sure.
It's
let me have some.
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
It's Roddy Ron.
Roddy Ron?
Yeah.
What are you wearing, Roddy Ron?
Khakis.
Uh-huh. He sounds hideous.